views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. To the hit show Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Welcome, everyone. I am David, and you're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. We are sponsored by the Heart Center, which is a worldwide spiritual community of like-minded individuals who desire to use and discover practical teachings and solar sciences of these divine beings called the Ascended Masters in our daily lives to transform our lives and civilization as a whole. So it's my privilege to be with you today. When you are up to your eyeballs in the daily demands of life and work and all the bills and situations you have with your family, have you ever stopped to think, I have a divine destiny? Some of you may ask, what is that? Well, my guest today is here to help us to discover what it means, how to tune into it, how large it is, and how to cash in on this concept. Boyd Batten is my guest, and he's studied the teachings of the Ascended Masters for 30 years and has practiced a specialized form of yoga and meditation that he has really kind of honed in his own life for 28 years. He served since August of 2010 as our Heart Center Director of Operations, and he is really living his personal spiritual mission, and I believe that he truly does understand his divine destiny. He is a past president of our Board of Directors, or what we call our Council of the Heart Center. And he's been either a volunteer or an employee since it began in early 2005. He also manages our IT team and is invested and definitely involved in the technical development and operations of the entire community and our daily broadcasts. Previous to his time with the Heart Center, Boyd was one of the founders of an amazing business called printingforless.com here in Livingston, Montana. One of his primary roles at Printing for Less was as the vice president of the company's technical service department, and he was heavily involved in training new reps along with project management and many of the company's initiatives. Boyd studied chemistry, math, and physics at the University of Washington in Seattle for 6 years. He is an opera fan, and I have to say, a phenomenal tenor, a music collector, and a songwriter. In his spare time, Boyd enjoys fishing, backpacking, and I have to say gardening, especially those big green things that he grows in his garden, and loves to spend time with his beautiful wife and two children right here in Livingston. So welcome, Boyd.
Thanks, David. It's a joy to be here with you.
So, what is our divine destiny?
Well, I see the divine destiny as what we planned to become like before we ever took our first embodiments here on Earth, or perhaps in physical bodies on other planets. I believe that we were born as spiritual beings with great power and wisdom and so forth. But at some point, we desired to continue to develop various qualities. And I believe that the stars in the sky, the sun, presences, the great ascended masters are beings who decided to develop additional qualities, to develop the God beingness within themselves through having many very personal interactions with other people. And the stage that is created to do that is these physical bodies on these planets where we embody along with people, and we interact on this big drama, this big stage, and we practice at developing greater skills in communication and loving acceptance of each other and so forth, and learn to maybe overcome some bad habits and so forth. And in the end, I think after perhaps many lifetimes, our goal is to basically go back to that spiritual level, and we will have different colors. We'll have additional colors and additional size and brilliance to the light beings that we really are as a result of all those interactions. So our divine destiny, I think, is to keep on learning new things that allow us to administer service to life, which is partly what we're learning here also, but to just expand our consciousness of God and our ability to help each other. That's how I see it.
Great. So you're definitely a believer in reincarnation, or what some call re-embodiment. And this whole process is quite a journey, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I wonder sometimes how many lives I've had, and I think it's a lot. It's hundreds at least. And it's kind of interesting because when you think of how much we go through in one life, and then you think you might have had 800 or 1,000 or something like that, and it gives you a sense of the love and the attention that God put into creating this schoolroom and this opportunity to develop ourselves. You know,
I never believed when I grew up Catholic that there was really only one life, and then you went for eternity to heaven or hell. It didn't make any sense to me because I had this innate sense that God was merciful, and I didn't see a merciful, loving God as one who would cast us into this pit of hell forever just because we made some mistakes. So, So ultimately, our divine destiny is what? Would it be classified as oneness with God? And how do you see that oneness?
Well, I see the very stars up in the sky in the galaxy as being, they're beings like us, really, except for they've actually maybe started out earlier than we did, and they've been through many, many, many experiences, many lifetimes, many learning opportunities, just like we're going through. And that's been the path and the route to becoming these very empowered spiritual beings that they are, the beings that, who ensoul suns or planets. And, you know, there's many variations on the theme. There are beings, I think, who govern whole galaxies. There are ascended beings, for instance, like Jesus or Gautama Buddha, who perhaps have more of a personal focus on the beings on one planet, for instance. And there's a lot of jobs to fill up there in order to keep cosmos going. And one of those jobs is our next job. That's how I see it.
Right. So I've talked about our personal spiritual mission in some past discourses I've given. And how do you see the divine destiny being a little bit different than what we're doing just in one lifetime through our vocation or our temporary job that we're involved in right now?
Well, that's a good question. Excuse me. The personal spiritual mission or the vocation or the lessons that we're taking in a particular lifetime, I see them as like grades. We all went through, you know, our grade school and grade 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and had different agendas, different learning objectives and so forth. And that's how I see our lives. Our personal spiritual mission, it might be the same as our vocation, but for some people it's not. Actually, some people have a vocation that is more just a general way to make a living, and it is service to life, because obviously our society requires somebody to do all the different jobs out there to keep things going. However, I think some people have a particular focus on developing different avenues, different parts of our science, our healing technologies, our arts, our culture, different religions and so forth. And I think that we meet with other souls between lives, and they are our soul groups. And I think that we have a soul group that happens to be like the people that are probably going to be our family and our friends and our sometimes our enemies, our mean boss that we think is our big nemesis or something like that, but they're actually our best friends. And we meet together many, many times in between lives, and we plan out how we're going to enact this drama. And we agree to play these different parts in order that we can practice our part. We can practice overcoming being a victim or overcoming being a bully or overcoming maybe, you know, getting sidelined by depression or whatever. And the people that we do that with have agreed to play parts. And so that's a soul group. But then there's another soul group, for instance, maybe where you're meeting with another group of people that have some kind of science or technology or spiritual practice that they'd like to push to the fore in human consciousness. And that's another part of that's more of our spiritual mission.
Cool. Well, this is David Lewis, and my guest today is Boyd Batten, and we're going to take our first 3-minute intermission here. Stay tuned. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio, a part of the wonderful Transformation Talk Radio Network. Stay tuned.
Sophie, Sun Wisdom for the Crystal Age. Learn how humanity can align with a solar stream of wisdom coming from the central sun and assist our gradual awakening. Discover how you can accelerate the dawning of a new solar worldview. Get a wider paradigm and prepare yourself for new levels of your own awakening. At MERU University, 2 days online, August 31st and September 7th. Helia Sophie, Sun Wisdom for the Crystal Age. Register at meruuniversity.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The read of a lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. Welcome back, everyone. I'm David Christopher Lewis, and my guest today is Boyd Batten, a past president of the Heart Center and a man with a mission. And we were talking before the intermission about our divine destiny and our personal spiritual mission and vocation, our jobs. And, you know, when I was younger, I kind of had this sense that there's so much to do in life that one lifetime, you just can't do it all. And so re-embodiment or reincarnation explains a lot. Yet there's a thread that runs through our soul experience as we incarnate over these many lifetimes that is part of this stream of consciousness that I believe finds us fulfilling something that's meaningful, that's blessed, that's benign, and that's really awesome. So it leads to our divine destiny. So Boyd, from your experience, how does one tune into one's divine destiny and plan?
Well, I can think of several different pretty good avenues. We were talking before the break about the fact that we meet and plan with the other players in our life plan, our soul groups. And we also meet with our spiritual coaches, our advisors, you might say, just who are generally, I think, more advanced than us. They're perhaps ascended masters. And taken as a whole, we kind of have a pretty good plan, you might say, that's in our soul memory before we go into that little baby body. And, you know, so if it's in our memory, why can't we remember it? Well, I think there are ways to do that. And several ideas come to mind for me. And one of them is, if you'd like to tune into more of what that is, perhaps you could actually, on a daily basis, just sit down in a quiet place and say a little prayer and ask to be shown what that is, and then meditate for a while, and then actually maybe write down what impressions you get. I know people, and myself included, who've had a lot of that divine destiny, the architecture of the plan come back to us, in little pieces at least. Another way you could do it is perhaps say a little prayer before you go to sleep at night and ask to be shown in a dream, perhaps, what that looks like. And sometimes we get some real good stuff, and you want to write it down in the morning as soon as you wake up in a journal what you got. And all if you do that regularly for a while, what I've found is maybe after a couple weeks, you're starting to get some pretty interesting stuff. And you can't expect it all in one shot, but if you persist at it, you're going to start to get more. And, you know, another major thing that comes to mind, David, is, have you ever seen that movie, that Jim Carrey movie called The Yes Man?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll tell you what, yes. One of the best things I think lots of people can do is say a prayer, ask to be shown their divine destiny, and then and their mission and the people they should be meeting with and the work they should be doing, which a lot of people are trying to do, but they feel like, well, I don't know how to start. Well, you know what? That movie is great, because I think that
he had to say yes, didn't he?
Yeah, the idea is
point.
Yeah, he was kind of stultified. He was in a mode where I think a lot of people are these days, where they're very conservative and they're making a lot of choices that are fairly self-serving, and they're not stepping outside this little walled garden that they've created for themselves And playing with their toys and actually not really being very happy either in that. And he accepted the challenge to literally say yes to every request that came to him. And you know, that might actually make you feel very panicky if you think about actually doing that. I think many people would feel like, wait a minute, that I don't think I can do that. Well,
so you have to have some discernment there, because some people will request things that we shouldn't be doing. But when we, just the concept of being a servitor or serving others is key, right?
Well, the point I'm trying to make is what might be, you know, getting in the way of you finding that is this, maybe fear,
anxiety,
or something like that. And I think this character in this movie, he had to overcome some fear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have our jobs, and some people are not happy in their current job and they don't feel fulfilled. They're just doing it kind of going through the motions to make money, to have things, to have a life. Yet I think the people that are really passionate about something and they have a quality or a virtue or some gift, spiritual gift, physical gift, emotional, mental gift, or creative gift to give, are the ones who seem to be more tuned in, and they put that passion, that verve, that elan into what they do. And then do you see that that's a key component of really finding your divine destiny, just having love and compassion and doing something until the universe opens up this doorway to something that's really awesome?
Yes, I think that's the partly the point I wanted to make, is if you're not sure what to do, just do something that's a service to life and to work at developing your capacity for love. Okay, a lot of people want to be loved. They're looking for somebody to come and love them. Well, I think that one of the best ways to do that is to work at actually expressing love for other people. I don't know too many really loving people who don't have a lot of people coming to them. By the same token, if you actually express to the universe a desire to render service to life, to the community of mankind on the earth in some way, and if somebody makes you an offer in your church to come and volunteer, or maybe at work or something like that, I think it's a smart idea to actually regard that as a messenger from God and just
do it. Just
that's
do
right.
It. Like
do it
Nike
because
said, just do it.
Yeah, because one thing leads to another, and once those people who are part of that see maybe what specific skills you might have to offer, they'll shift you into ever greater service that is more attuned to the type of maybe creative things that you'd like to do. So if you say yes to the first thing, it might not seem like your favorite thing to do, but saying yes
could lead to something better.
Well, it almost always does, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Earlier you mentioned meditation, and you know, some people may have a concept of meditators as those who sit in the lotus and, you know, go through this whole yogic thing that doesn't feel like it's right for them because it's too strenuous or it's too mystical or it's too Eastern. Now, my wife talks about just sitting still and just being quiet. And I know that you have a particular form of meditation that's been beneficial to you. And, you know, it's evolved over time. But initially, when you first started it, and what did you experience when you sat still? And how can you explain a little bit more about how we can tune into our greater divine mission just through stillness and kind of quietude?
Yeah, that's, I think a lot more people on the earth would find happiness if they would just maybe try this. And that is, initially for me, it just amounted to learning to be still. And you know, sitting still is not the whole thing, David.
Well, it's quiet in the mind.
It's actually right. Exactly.
To be still in order to quiet the mind.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, there's lots of meditation techniques that help you to initially become more still and more aware of what's going on inside of you. But frankly, I think a lot of people don't really even understand how much gyrations are going on in their emotions and in their mental beings. And that's not stillness. And so what it comes down to is learning to concentrate. And a lot of, I think, initial meditation techniques have to do with concentrating on something to try to create some quiescence for the parts of you that are kind of unruly, the parts that want to just do stuff.
Point of light
or something like
light
that.
Light in your heart.
And some people think that's all there is to meditation, but that's just the prelude. Oh yeah. The adventure starts after you start getting good at that.
So you really can tune into higher levels and finer gradations of what your ultimate destiny is through practice, through constancy, and it takes work. It takes effort, right?
Well, yeah, you could call it work. It's more of an adventure in my mind. And, you know, when you think of in terms of your soul has had, well, an existence before your first embodiment, but then your soul remembers all the details of all your experiences. And you think, well, why can't I remember that? Well, I can tell you, if you actually get to a certain level in meditation, you do start to have a greater sense of the expansiveness and your soul's experience in all that time, and it really can change you. You can automatically start to become a lot more compassionate and understanding and be more tuned into what you really should be doing, you might say, in order to really find happiness.
I remember reading one of Malcolm Gladwell's books, and, you know, he talks about the Beatles and others who really put in 10,000 hours of practice before they hit the big scene.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And same with Bill Gates, you know. So I think to really master something, we have to put in that time. And whether it's 10,000 hours or less, it really requires our focus, as you say. So my guest today is Boyd Batten, and we're talking about our divine destiny, our mission, a little bit about meditation. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Lewis, and we're going to take our next 3-minute intermission. Please stay tuned because we have a lot more to share with you about how you can reach this quiescent state of beingness and fulfill your divine plan.
Spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
When you drive over the bridge into Pawcatuck or right before you enter Westerly, take a look down Cogswell Street. Capizano Olive Oils and Vinegars is now open. Owners Steve and Suzanne Capizano want to enlighten your taste buds and educate you. Enjoy Tuesdays with crusty bread, extra virgin olive oils, and aged balsamic vinegars. Wednesdays, it's samplings of fine loose leaf teas. Fridays, 3 olive oil choices paired with our balsamic vinegars. Sample and learn new and exciting flavors for dipping, salads, and cooking. Sundays, revel, outstanding pasta samplings, and olive oil tastings with grated cheese. While you're there, you'll learn about the art and science of creating extra virgin olive oils. Who knew oil and vinegar could be so delicious and exciting? It's like sipping a fine wine. Come and experience Capizano Olive Oils and Vinegars next to Bogues Alley and Bess Eaton in downtown Pawcatuck, Connecticut.
In Welcome to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Well, I'm not confused, and I don't think you are either. We're back on Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm David Lewis, and my guest today is Boyd Batten, a past president of the Heart Center and our IT guy, the guy we go to whenever we have issues with our electronics and our electrons. So before we explore more on these very interesting topics, I'd like to share with you, our listening audience, that this Sunday, Boyd and I will actually be in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, for a one-day online seminar called Saint Germain on Meditation. We mentioned meditation earlier. Saint Germain is a mystic adept who ascended over 300 years ago, and he is going to be there overshining all of us to participate in this alchemy of spirit to help us to become more mindful through understanding some of the deeper secrets of meditation. So I'm privileged to be with you this coming Sunday from 8 a.m. all the way to 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that any of you listening today who have not previously been associated with or found the Heart Center movement, I'm going to offer a half price registration. It's $80 recommended. You can attend this one-day seminar for $40, and our staff will scramble to ensure that this will happen. In fact, we're going to offer this to any of you listening out there who would like to attend online, who are previously unassociated with the Heart Center. So you can attend the normal $80 class for $40. Just go to heartcenter.org and call the number there, and we'll help you out. So what I'd like to talk about now, Boyd, is a mission statement, because I read a book a while back, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. And in that wonderful book, which is a bestseller, he talked about the mission statement and the value of it. And he said we should have our personal mission statement and maybe even our family mission statement. So as part of fulfilling our divine destiny, what do you think is important about this mission statement, which many businesses now do, they write one, and organizations do them. And how can we go about doing this, and how can it help us fulfill our divine destiny?
Well, in my experience, I can say that I believe that mission statements are pretty smart business. We've heard of what's called alchemy and bringing something into being that is first an idea and manifesting whatever that goal is. And so I do have some experience with doing that in a business sense, in a personal sense, and in an organizational nonprofit position. And I think it can have a profound effect, especially if everyone's aware of what that mission statement is, and you actually say it frequently, and you weigh your business decisions on a day-to-day basis, your decisions in general against that mission statement to see if it's in keeping with that mission statement, because it helps you, like a compass, kind of stay on track with what this larger goal is. And, you know, in my experience, it's pretty important, I think, to write it a certain way. And one, in my experience, idea is to, a best practice, you might say, is to state it as if it's already done. Mm-hmm. And don't actually use a lot of words to explain how you're going to get there. Don't let that, I wouldn't clog the channel with that. Just state the state of being. What about you?
So if it's already done, you're living as if it's accomplished, yeah, and you're in kind of the present moment of that divine destiny, and you're drawing the future into the now. And it's powerful. It's powerful alchemy to actually write it down. And like you say, visit it often. In fact, some people, you know, say it daily. Our mission and our heart center partly involves the fact that we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self.
Yeah.
And that's really important, higher self. What is this higher self? And how does our higher self help us to realize our mission, our true mission?
Well, the higher self has the architecture, the archetype of what this mission is already. And I think that we can unravel it, pull it in, you might say, by meditating with this higher self and to allow the higher self to manifest it. A lot of people sometimes get kind of tied up in trying to make it happen themselves, whereas I think that when we really work with our higher self, you realize that God's willing to kind of do a lot of things for us and within us and through us. And so this idea of working with our higher self to bring about this group mission or whatever you're going to do, I think it's a smart idea because it's a lot less daunting and it's a lot more likely to happen, I think.
Yeah. And I remember when I started an art business, probably almost 20 years ago now, I did what's called a treasure map. And I was taught that when you do a treasure map, you can kind of divide it into four quadrants: your spiritual, your financial, your family, and your personal. And so I put all these images on this treasure map. And it was funny because years after I did it, I looked at it and I had done everything on that treasure map. It had all come to fruition except for one, which was kind of a joke, where I put a jet, you know, that this one of my salesmen would have a jet, and that was a joke. But it was a powerful alchemical tool to actually put visuals there. So we can link our mission to our divine destiny through visualization too. And I know you're big on visualization. What can you share with us as some of the keys to using our vision center, or what some call our third eye, to precipitate a new reality for ourselves?
Well, I can tell you that my family takes this very seriously, and we have a family treasure map, and it's a big 11 by 17 sheet of paper. And we built this quite some years ago, and it keeps evolving. We check off things and then we add new things. And my wife has lovingly added little images, and she just clips things out of magazines and things like that. And it really, really makes it more visceral. It adds the element of kind of like the emotion and the excitement of the thing, which is really important compared to just having words on paper. Words convey something, but I think in a mission statement or a vision statement where you're trying to create some alchemy to propel something into manifestation, it's important to be excited about it and to feel some emotion about it. And pictures help do that, I think.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, 20 years ago in the media, you just never heard the word alchemy. Now,
right,
the word alchemy is all over the place.
Pretty common. And, yep.
Yeah, the Alchemist is a best-selling book by Paulo Coelho from Brazil, and it's been translated into probably dozens of languages and sold, I think, over 100 million copies worldwide. And so I think that fulfilling our divine destiny does take personal alchemy and creativity. So you talked about creating a family mission statement. We talked about a business one and a personal one. How can we leverage these to really accomplish our passion in life.
Well, here's just one little example. Many years ago, I've been building these treasure maps for a long time, and probably like over 25 years ago, I guess it would be, I had a treasure map built. And at the time, I was really feeling like I would like to develop love. And I thought it was about time to get married. And so I actually put, on my treasure map that I would find the perfect person, and that the woman would have these qualities. I wrote down probably about 6 or 8 different qualities. And, it's a funny thing, because as soon as I built that treasure map, I then heard some interesting teachings that said to do this, but then to become those qualities yourself. Hmm. And I started working on that. And, David, 8 months later, I was married to that person.
Wow.
And, 20 years later, the funny thing is, I was talking to my wife, and she said, and I never knew this, she said that she did the same thing. Isn't
really?
That funny? Yeah, she did.
So you magnetize each other.
Yeah.
There was this figure eight flow between your higher selves and your hearts.
Yeah. Yep. So specificity matters.
Specificity matters.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard stories of people that actually cut out images out of magazines and stuff, and then their spouse ended up looking exactly like the person they put in there.
Along with the good qualities.
Yeah. So you can do this for things, and yet, on a spiritual journey, I think the virtues and the qualities that we desire to outpicture, like what Ben Franklin did with his 13 qualities, is really important. So as we move toward our divine destiny, and we just have about a half a minute here before the next break, what do you feel are some of the keys to help us launch ourselves into a higher state of being?
Well, it's those qualities, David. Like you said, notice in your life where the friction is, where you're maybe having stumbling blocks or unhappiness, and try to discern what the opposite, the good quality of that is, and meditate on it and work at developing the positive quality of that. And I can tell you what, it will change your life to do that.
Wonderful. I agree with you. Well, I'm David Lewis, interviewing Boyd Batten, a past president of the Heart Center and our IT guy. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of 2-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Aranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Aranum.com. That's Aranum.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's TheDrPatShow.com for listening times in your area.
in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
You've been listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation, put us on this reservation.
Well, I know I was a Native guy in a past life and probably maybe have been on one reservation or another. Anyway, I'm going to go out on another limb now. Who is that author, crazy lady, Hollywood lady out on a limb?
Oh, Shirley MacLaine.
Shirley MacLaine. And we have a guided meditation CD that's 78 minutes and 24 seconds long. There's six awesome guided meditations that I was privileged to give a number of years ago that are still very poignant and positive and powerful. And this is normally only $12. We're going to give away three of these to the first three callers to our store. And our store number is 312-253-7600. And that's 312-253-7600. This is for first-time callers to Heart Center Talk Radio. Again, the number is 312-253-7600, guided meditations, and this will help you prepare for the event this coming weekend. So, Boyd, it's been awesome talking to you. What do people say is important now, or what do you feel is the difference between spirituality and religion, and how can we move from where we are now to what I call the unity field of beingness, to resolve conflict and to tune into our divine plan and our divine destiny?
Yeah, it's interesting. A lot of people do say that these days. And unfortunately, at one level, the major religions are seeing a drain and not seeing as much support these days. You know, there's a variety of things you could ascribe that to. But one of them, besides just maybe the leadership maybe isn't keeping up, or, you know, there's been some betrayal, you might say. But in addition to that, things change over time, I think. And, you know, everybody's heard that we're moving from the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius. And what does that mean? Well, I think it means that the souls that are continuing to come in are expecting to experience community life on this planet and to relate with God in a different way. In a particular, you know, like, for instance, in the Aquarian way, and the Aquarian way of relating to God is probably a little different than it was in the Piscean age, because it's just that's what it's all about. And I think that sometimes religions don't respond fast enough to that. So there's a lot of people that are seeking a personal spiritual experience with what we call the Holy Spirit. It's the light of God, and to feel connected to their real self and to understand directly what they're here for. And, you know, religion may or may not
provide that.
That's the issue.
So I think a lot of people are done with doctrine and dogma.
Yeah.
And they desire, what you say, this personal experience and
yep.
this inner experience of communion with light, with love, with what they know God truly is, rather than some white guy sitting on a cloud who's, you know, angry at times and is, you know, right. throwing thunderbolts down when people do bad things. And we're done with that. I think that people are smart. People are waking up and they're realizing that we can form a new type of world, not a one world government, because I'm totally against that, but a world of understanding, unity, brother, sisterhood. And what do you think the role, the importance of the role of community and commitment and communication is for today?
Well, community is one of the bywords, I believe, of the Age of Aquarius, David.
Yeah.
I think it is. And, you know,
a spiritual teacher I had said, community means come ye into unity, come you into unity.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep. And people are experiencing the reality of God consciousness in groups, I believe, more in the Age of Aquarius. But lost my train of thought. It happens.
Well, sometimes. I know a lot of the young people seem to be congregating together more rather than going out just on personal dates. They like to date or do things together as groups. And that, to me, this is indicative of this consciousness of fellowship, of unity, of brother sisterhood.
And also, in addition to that, the one of the reasons why these people who are flocking to that type of thing is they see older established religions as having part of their MO as being either fear or guilt or things like that as being the motivation. At least maybe that's not the intention, but that's how they see it. And so that's another reason why they're kind of moving away from that.
Yeah, I grew up Catholic, and even though Catholic means universal, and I still consider myself in one sense Catholic in that sense, you know, I'm far beyond the guilt trip that were put on us about all kinds of things, about sin. Not that I sin at all, because I think I live a virtuous life, but you know, when people are guilt-ridden and they have this fear that if they do something, they're going to be condemned for eternity, it doesn't really serve them well. And you know, when I interviewed Daniel Brinkley a couple of weeks ago, he says, well, I come from South Carolina and, you know, everybody there goes to hell. And yet he found, even though he was a bad boy and he used to beat people up as a kid, when he had his near-death experience, where did he go? He went to the light. He is actually in the heaven world, and he saw his life review, and it changed him forever. And, you know, in his core, he was a loving guy. He just got mixed up, you know, early on. So what do you think is the primary message for today's listening audience in terms of what they can learn from what we've shared and how they can move on in their life?
Well, from me, and I'm most concerned with, and my mission in life is to try to figure out what it takes to be happy and to maybe help other people learn to be happy. And that is to learn to love more, meditate on and connect with the part of you that can love more and more and more, and to love the people around you in a way that maybe you never have before. And that includes serving them. And also to, if you don't have some kind of way that you serve life, I think that you're probably maybe,
missing something.
That's right. Because, you know, everything is energy. And if, you know, they say when you're solving a crime, follow the money trail. Well, I say, follow the energy trail, and the energy that comes in and out of you really matters. And if you are investing energy into serving other people in your community or the whole world, either whether it's through prayer or whether it's volunteering in a soup kitchen or babysitting somebody's kids or whatever, there's energy going out of you that is in a virtuous cycle. And I believe the universe and God expects and wants to do that. And what that does is it primes the pump for much greater happiness for you.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Boyd. It's been a privilege talking to you today. I'd like to say that next week, I will be speaking with a very special guest, Robert Thurman, Dr. Robert Thurman, who was also at one point a Tibetan monk. And he was actually the first in the West that was anointed or sanctioned with this title. And he actually goes by Tenzin, just like the Dalai Lama. Hmm. So he's a compelling teacher and scholar. He teaches at Columbia University in New York. He's great. He's very entertaining. He's an advocate for the liberation of Tibet, and he's a personal close friend of the Dalai Lama and a cultural liaison to America on behalf of Tibet. And he's created a wonderful organization. He's a prolific author and advocate for peace. So he's going to be talking next week on the book that he co-authored, Love Your Enemies, How to Break the Anger Habit and Be a Whole Lot Happier. And as he paraphrases, love your enemies, it will drive them crazy. So it's been a privilege being with you. I'm David Lewis, Heart Center Talk Radio, and have an awesome week.
Listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.